Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Let's go down and talk to John Rattigan, who has Colby Lewis with him.
Yeah, we got Colby here. Try to put into words how you're feeling right now, Colby.
Ah, it sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, John Bass and...
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus.
You're out of here.
All right, sweet spot on a Tuesday. Mino out this week. Norm, it was a pleasure working with you the last couple of days. That was awesome stuff. Thanks to Fergie Jenkins, who joined us earlier today. Thanks for our buddy Lars. And at 2:59, Connor O'Brien.
Thank you, Sean. ET's Market and Bakery brings you Bob.
All right.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. It's me again.
Hi, Bob.
By the way, Sean, I love working with you, too.
Thank you, sir.
Really.
On this...
How long have we known each other?
Oh, goodness.
Wait a minute. Walk down memory road, 20 seconds.
24 years, probably. 25.
That's all?
That's all. Feels like longer, right?
Feels like longer, Sean.
We got Rich, we got Lando, and Bob. The runway is clear.
We got me.
Yeah.
More Bob.
Am I
Bob
the only person here without a beard?
Guess so.
We'll make it happen. What are you waiting for?
Maribel.
Three more weeks.
Maribel's going to love it.
Today is July 7th, 20 and 26, so we're almost to halfway, guys, because it's the 187th day of the year. There's 180 days to go.
Do we need to go through this again?
Well, I had fun. Today is National Deck Day, which is important to enunciate. National Deck Day.
Is that ship? Is that
backyard?
Cards?
Hey, my backyard?
I think it'd be your back deck, but who could say?
Bob is correct on that.
So it's not your ship deck and it's not your car.
Bob is a sexy guy.
What? We had to go to like EA for the VAR ruling on which deck. World Chocolate Day as well, EA.
Now that's a good day.
Why is there a drop of EA calling Bob sexy?
I had a dream about Bob and Elf took it to another level.
Bob is a sexy guy.
He could
sounds
have been,
like you took it to another level, not else.
Spot the lie.
He could have been talking about Norwegian winger Oscar Bob. Have you considered that?
You know what? I have now. Thank you.
National Strawberry Sundae Day. That leads to the obvious question. Can strawberry sundaes be delivered to the ticket?
I don't think so.
There's
no way.
Without melting.
Why not? We get Bluebell ice cream in here from time to time.
Right. Has it ever happened before?
I doubt it.
Are we here to see milestones? I think we are.
I think I'm going to enjoy one on my deck later tonight.
Is this some
There's
cheap
no way you have a deck.
Okay.
we're going to need a selfie
Bob,
on your
Bob
deck.
Bob says, I don't have a deck. You can't have one.
Lando's cardboard deck.
Yeah.
Is this?
It
some...
was a refrigerator box at one point.
I'm familiar.
Is this some cheap appeal to get strawberry sundaes delivered?
I don't think it was cheap at all.
No.
I think it was blatantly obvious.
It's genius.
Also, Global Forgiveness Day. Here's EA for more on that.
What?
I'm sorry.
Bob is a sexy guy. Oops. Actually, it doesn't say global. It says goalball.
Goalball.
Let's go!
All right, let's check today in history before we waste any more time. Not that anyone would call this a waste of time.
Never.
Don't be ridiculous. In 1456, Norm, a retrial verdict acquits Joan of Arc of 20 of heresy. Now, the only problem with this acquittal is...
It's post-death.
It occurred 25 years after her death. So we apologize to Joan's family and friends.
That's a tough one.
1865, Mary Surratt, Lewis Powell, David Harold, and George Adsrott are executed for their role in the conspiracy to assassinate Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm.
I guess I didn't read that chapter of the story.
I didn't know he had help.
Yeah, because when he fled, the rumor is he had help in the conspiracy to do it, and that's who they are.
It's not the people that helped him hide out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
In 1919, the Philadelphia Phillies tied the major league record for 8 steals in one inning. In a 10-5 loss to the New York baseball Giants.
They stole 8 bases and scored 5 runs in the whole game.
That's really incredible.
That's hard to do.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Let's figure this out here. Uh-oh. A runner gets on, steals second and third. Okay, mm-hmm. That's two. Another runner then has to get on, so you assume a run scored. That runner scored, steals second and third.
Well,
and
probably,
so on.
Probably
still only four.
Probably stole home.
Stole home, maybe. Ooh, Bob.
So now we're getting three bases per runner.
Well, you can't steal first.
Eight in an inning.
Yeah, the Rangers hitters know you can't
Most
steal
teams
first.
Don't get eight in a week now, do they?
There had to be a couple double steals.
No, I have to ask Norm for his insight on this one, because in 1928, sliced bread is sold for the first time. They used a machine invented by Otto Frederick, described as the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. Yes. We have now learned to slice it with a machine.
So what we commonly refer to as the oldest thing when we say that's as old as sliced bread is only 1928?
Yes. No, we call it the greatest thing since greatest sliced bread. Thing, yeah.
But at one point, the greatest thing was sliced bread.
I mean, think about how...
Which is after the greatest thing was bagged bread. Right. Our bar was considerably lower.
Yeah, prior we didn't have to carry around loaves.
Right. We didn't want it to get stale overnight.
But think about it. Prior to sliced bread, what kind of squished and torn up bread did you get trying to cut it every time from a full loaf by hand?
Well, you would break bread.
I would imagine the bread knife was a thing before the slicer, right? Had to be.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
And don't you think fire...
Squash it, trying to hold it steady, yeah. You know?
Don't you think fire is still probably better than sliced bread?
Ledge.
Air conditioning.
But this is the greatest thing since... Maybe sliced bread was the greatest thing since fire.
Okay.
But wait.
Where's the wheel?
It's 1928. You have a loaf of bread and you have a knife? Wouldn't you have sliced it some years before that?
Yeah.
I would think so.
But well, so this well, is the slicer.
This is the
This is buying it sliced.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Whoa.
All right, let's get to 1958, though, because this is when Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the Alaska Statehood Act, granting Alaska statehood, as one might expect, given the name of the act.
Boy, it's grown since, huh?
I like Ike.
In 1974, the FIFA World Cup final was in Munich, Germany.
Yay!
At that final, striker Gerd Müller scored in the 43rd minute as West Germany took down the Netherlands 2-1.
Legend. That's one of the great names in German soccer history.
Gerd Müller?
Gerd Müller, yeah.
Did you ever talk to him?
No.
It's possible. Norm was in the business for the 74 World Cup.
You're right.
We're about the same age, Gerd and I.
1981, Sandra Day O'Connor is nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan, becoming the first female Supreme Court justice.
Oh!
2009, memorial service for Michael Jackson at the Staples Center. In attendance, Mariah Carey, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, Jennifer Hudson, and Shaheen Jafargoli.
Dan Marino.
Who's that, EA?
He's a woman.
Hey? I'm just wondering.
Saudi Prince Khalid bin Bandar bin Sultan Al Saud.
All right, it's 2011 now. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Hallows. Part 2, the last Harry Potter film, premiered in London.
Written by?
Oh, what's her name?
J.K. Rowling.
Who is now writing under what name?
Stephen King.
Robert Galbraith, and she has put together so far 8 of a 10 novel set.
Eight
on the Inspector Cormoran strike, and that series is fantastic.
Okay, I did not have that on my Norm bingo card.
Norm's a reader.
Yeah,
you
Robert Galbraith.
Audiobooks or the hardcovers?
Audiobooks and the hardcovers.
Okay,
I read the hardcovers of Michael Connelly and the audiobooks of everybody else.
Okay. By the fire with a pipe? Do you have a pipe in as you read by the fire?
I don't. A fresh bowl. I do have a nightlight.
Okay.
Why do established authors write under other names?
Well, I'm sure J.K. probably has some reasons to do that right now. Wow. She's not well-liked by everybody anymore.
But everybody knows who it is.
HSO.
Yeah. So you just change now your name and it's all good?
Well, like, yes.
Stephen King was Richard Bachman at one point. Yeah.
Louis C.K. should have thought of that.
Maybe.
2019 FIFA Women's World Cup Final has a Megan Rapinoe Player of the Match performance as the U.S. beat the Netherlands 2-0. Tough day for the Netherlands.
Yeah.
P1 birthdays now. Hello, boys. Today is my hetero life mate Travis's 35th birthday. I am most confident his wife did not, in fact, wake him up in that special way. His heroes are Gordon. D-A-J.
What?
What am I looking at here?
I'm assuming it's Deej. Is that his way of saying DJ?
Isn't it D-E-E-J? Okay, Deej. Old Waver and High T, even if they haven't dropped a new episode in forever. Oh, and Lee Greenwood. He wants Ham to know that Neil Peart and Rush are overrated. His words, not mine. He would like a montage of Bayless directions. Thank you for all you do to your bodies.
Is that
and
the cliff?
I'm definitely not saying queef. And now Travis's brother also has a shout-out.
Did this person pay for this minute?
Gosh, we're still going with us? All right. Fellas, take a minute to wish my youngest brother, Travis, the most happiest and splendid of birthdays. Longtime P1, mostly due to the fact that I force-fed him large, healthy portions of the ticket in the mornings that my parents made me drive him. It's all good, though, because I'm told the Musers are a nutritious part. Wow, we're still going here. A little sad today because of the men's soccer team.
Man. Wait a minute. Did Galbraith write this one Travis. Also?
That's from P1 Stephen Fort Worth. Travis. We're running out of time, guys. I just had to move along. Sports birthdays. Nate Lowe is 31.
Nathaniel.
Lisa Leslie, 55. Yes. Joey Sakic, 56.
Hated him.
Michelle Kwan, 46. Is this cricket one important?
He is a prominent cricket guy.
That doesn't make it important.
MS Dhoni?
MS Dhoni.
Okay, he's 45.
Let Microsoft
best
Dhoni?
Legs in the game.
Other birthdays include the great Hezbollah, who's 24 today.
Oh, yeah?
That's the fighting group in Syria?
No.
No, I don't think that's it.
No, Hezbollah is our little friend who's like 3 feet tall.
Friends with Luca.
Yeah, I think so. Ringo Starr is 86.
Great. Whoa.
Jim Gaffigan is 60, Norm.
Eh. Funny.
Cameron Marshall is 40. Does that mean anything? No. Little Big League 3, bottom of the ninth?
Big League 3?
Oh, and Shifting Gears, which was his first with a woman.
This is an adult film star.
This is an adult film star?
Yes.
Sex?
Little Big League 3 is a adult movie?
Apparently, Little Big 3, Bottom of the Ninth, and Shifting Gears.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Born on this day, now dead, Shelley Duvall.
How do you know that, yeah. EA?
Died at 75.
How does EA know this stuff?
I have my ways.
EA is our expert in this space. Satchel Paige died at 75. Mm. It says here he was a baseball guy. Thank you.
I think so.
Dead on this day, still dead, Robert Downey Sr., the dad of Iron Man, it says, and Sid Barrett.
Pink Floyd.
Original singer.
And guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but that is why today doesn't suck.
And you're done.
Love you more.
Shut it down.
Bye.
Let's go home.
Take care. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.